Hello, I'm Jesse Walls from Eagle Hawk Presbyterian Church. We're a church seeking to make disciple-making disciples of Jesus. Thank you to Life FM for continuing to host us. Today, as we look to God's Word, our reading is James 1, verses 9 to 18. So you can begin looking that up now. And while you're getting that ready, I'll pray, asking God to bless us as we read and consider His Word, read the passage, and then we'll go to the children's talk. So if you have children, make sure they're listening. Then we'll go to the sermon. Let's pray. Our God, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. It is the sharp, double-edged sword of the Spirit. We pray now that your Spirit would take that word and fill our hearts with wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. And now let's read James 1, 9 to 18. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass, its flower falls, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am tempted by God," for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of firstfruits of his creatures. And now, it's over to the children's talk. Hi everyone, I'm here with my four kids, Kai, Ellie, Hannah and Flick. Say hi guys.
Hi.
Alright guys, can you remember from last time what we're learning about? Ellie?
James.
That's...
live, work wisely for God.
That's right. James helps us to live, so we pat our chest, our heart, live and work, we hammer a nail, wisely, pointing at our head, for God. James helps us to live and work wisely for God. Well done. And now we come back to Jemima. Now, Jemima was having a few problems. At school, when her teacher wrote the number 7 on the whiteboard, she was seeing the number 1. She wasn't seeing the number rightly. That's not very good, is it? That was making maths really hard to do when the teacher would put a maths problem on the board. It was really tricky. And, you know, she even got confused with 3s, and she was wondering if they were 8s. That's not very good, is it?
No.
No. And then when she got home, she was trying to bake a cake with her mum, and she was reading the recipe, and she read that she needed to put in 1 tablespoon of salt instead of 1 teaspoon. That's not good. That's a whole lot more salt than she should have put in. She wasn't seeing rightly. That's not good. That was stopping her from being able to do things the right way. And so she went to the optometrist, and guess what happened?
What?
She discovered that her sight wasn't good, and so she needed glasses. Kai, can you put those on Jemima for me? There we go. Now Jemima is wearing glasses and she can see rightly. Now when she went to school, and the teacher was putting numbers on the board, she could see them properly and she could finally do her maths work correctly. And she could finally read the recipe rightly at home. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One way James helps us to live and work wisely for God is by helping us to see the world rightly. James wants us to see with wisdom, to see the world and to see ourselves the way that God sees us. And one thing that he talks about is how we view riches and how we view being poor and not having what we need. James says that if we're poor and we don't have much money, that we can remember how God sees us, that we are actually rich because we are with Jesus, because Jesus has made us and brought us into his kingdom so that we would be God's children. Isn't that incredible?
Yes. Yeah.
That's not a little thing, is it?
No.
No, we need to see rightly. We need to see rightly, just like Jemima. We need to see that if we are poor with not much money, actually, if we're trusting in Jesus, we are rich with God. James also says that if we're rich and we do have lots of money, that we need to see ourselves wisely, see ourselves the way that God sees us, and we need to remember that we're just creatures. And one day we will die. Okay, we're not God. Even though we might be rich and we can control lots of things about our lives, one day we will die just like everyone else. But we should remember that we are with God, that when we die, we will be with God and then we will know what true riches are. Okay, so whether we have lots of money or whether we don't, we need to see ourselves the way that God sees us. And remember that one day, if we're trusting in Jesus, we will be with him forever. And that is the really important thing. That is part of how we live and work wisely for God. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you help us to see the world and ourselves rightly. Please give us eyes of wisdom so that we can see how we are to live for you, so we can see how you see us. Please help us to keep looking forward to the day when Jesus comes and we will be with him forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
What kind of glasses are you wearing? Without my glasses, the world would be a blur. Driving would be out of the question. I need glasses so I can see and engage with the world. Some of us wear glasses because our physical eyes aren't what they should be. But all of us, whether we realize it or not, wear spiritual glasses. In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy, Toto, Scarecrow, Tin Man and Lion, when they came to the Emerald City, were given glasses. They were meant to protect their eyes from the glare of this pristine and beautiful city. They walked around the city and everything looked green as emeralds. Even they looked green. They eventually worked it out. It wasn't the city making everything green. It was the glasses. Because of the glasses, they weren't seeing the truth. We all wear glasses. What kind are you wearing? Do they make things fuzzy or clear? Do they make everything dark, extra bright? There's plenty of glasses you can choose from. And the devil doesn't care if you put on the atheist or agnostic glasses, the Muslim or Mormon glasses, conservative or liberal or don't care. As long as you can't see the real reality, he's happy. There's only one pair of glasses through which you can see the real reality. Only Bible glasses will let you really see the world as it really is. Your situation, yourself, only Bible glasses will let you see the real reality instead of the fake. To live and work wisely for God, James tells us, see the real reality. And to see the real reality instead of the fake emerald version, James says you need to see your real situation in verses 9 to 11. Verses 9 and 10. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away. Who is the lowly brother? Given he's compared with the rich in verse 10, to be lowly means poor. The poor brother is to glory, take pride in, his high position. This sounds as odd as Jesus when he says things like, the last will be first and the first will be last. It's also strange to our ears because we live in such a wealthy culture. Even our poor are rich by world standards. That's not to make light of what the poor and homeless face in Bendigo. I've heard parts of their stories, and it's always sad, always difficult. But generally, there are services they can access. Money, food, training, they have phones with internet. Compare that to the poor of Asia, Africa, and South America. Barnabas Fund have reported that in Zimbabwe, there are terrible food shortages and drought. They're struggling to import wheat. Food prices are over 300% higher this year than they were last year. People are struggling to live. So what does the poor Christian, struggling to eat enough each day, have to boast in? Absolutely nothing, if they're looking through the world's glasses. But if they've submitted to Jesus as Lord and found forgiveness for their sins like James had, they have everything to boast in. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 8, Jesus, though he was rich, became poor for them so they could become rich, not with money, but with eternal life, joy, forgiveness, with the promise of the new creation where every need will be met and their struggles in this life won't even be worth comparing. But what about the rich brother? He's to glory in his humiliation because he's going to die like a flower of the field. He's a creature. And though he's tempted to feel strong and powerful because of his money and the companies he owns and the cars, the stock, he's only a moment away from death. You sometimes hear of the rich and powerful being exposed for how they treat their staff. Ellen DeGeneres, the American talk show host who talked about being kind to others, had many staff accusing her of creating a toxic work environment. It was a big scandal. But it's natural when you have power. When you wear the glasses of the world, wealth, influence, and power mean you take pride in it and look down on others who don't have it. But James helps us to live and work wisely for God, and to do that, he helps us to see the real reality. We're not to be blinded by our situation. Our bank balance and stock portfolio, or lack of it, shouldn't be why we feel secure or why we feel vulnerable. We're to put on our biblical glasses to see the truth, the real reality. If you're feeling poor, inferior, powerless, look up. Remember whose you are. Like James, your brother is the sovereign ruler of the universe. The Spirit has given you faith in him and has united you to him so that even now, while you're sitting down at home and while you're sitting down in your car, you're seated with Christ on the throne of heaven. See the real reality. Your bank balance isn't what you want it to be, but there's coming a day when all the new creation will be yours to enjoy. All because Jesus became poor, going to the cross. He died so you could live forever with him. Glory in that. Anticipate the day you'll experience what's already yours spiritually. But while we might feel poor, we need